Jesus showed us how to live successfully, and it was in the power of the Spirit. Listen to what it says about Jesus immediately after his temptation. It's in Luke 4, the 14th verse. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." You see, Jesus went out in the power of the Spirit to minister, to preach, to heal, to do what God had asked him to do. He showed us that that's the way we must live as well, full of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when we get up and start the day, and I know many of you begin your day by listening to these devotions, we must ask God for His Spirit each day and submit to His will so that we may be filled with the Spirit and follow the Spirit during the day. That's what Paul told us. If you follow the Spirit, you'll bring forth the virtues: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, patience. I never can remember all nine. I'd have to go and look at it, but I know goodness comes out of the fact that the Holy Spirit is abiding in me and I'm following the Holy Spirit today. I know if I walk after my flesh, that brings forth all kinds of evil. So Jesus showed us the power of the Holy Spirit that was in what he did, and the miracles he worked, and the righteous life that he lived, and everything that he did. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord was upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Be anointed today. Ask God for his Holy Spirit to be with you and to cover you this day. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I depend on your Spirit. I thank you for the way that you sent the Holy Spirit into this world, that we can walk after the Holy Spirit in our life and not after our flesh, to follow what is good and not to follow what is evil. And you give us that power. Thank you, Lord. Help me today, this day, to walk in the Spirit as Jesus walked in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.